In South Africa, Winnie Madikizela Mandela was convicted today of 68 counts of fraud and theft. The former wife of President Nelson Mandela has had numerous financial, legal, and political problems since her days as a leader of the anti-apartheid struggle. But she remains extremely popular in South Africa. Madikizela Mandela's supporters danced outside the courthouse today and professed her innocence as the guilty verdict was being delivered. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
Winnie Madikizela Mandela is known to her supporters as the mother of the nation. During Nelson Mandela's 27 years in prison, Winnie was his ambassador to the outside world. She became a leader of the anti-apartheid struggle. And when Mandela was freed from prison in 1990 to be greeted by thousands of supporters in Cape Town, Winnie was by his side.
Amandla! E Afrika!
But after the first heady days of Mandela's release from prison, Winnie's troubles began to mount. The following year, in 1991, she was convicted of kidnapping and assault in connection with the death of a 14-year-old activist. Nelson Mandela divorced her a few months later. As a member of parliament, she's in almost constant battles with the leadership of her own party, the African National Congress. And now, today, she's been convicted of 43 counts of fraud and 25 counts of theft as part of a scheme to get bank loans for non-existent employees of the African National Congress Women's League.
I think that this time there's a very strong likelihood that she will go to prison, and probably for a long enough period to bar her from taking her seat in parliament.
Alistair Sparks is a veteran South African journalist and author. Madikizela Mandela remains hugely popular among the poor in South Africa, and Sparks says her political base will forgive her almost anything.
She swans through life. She's a very attractive personality. I mean, she's hard to dislike when you meet her one-on-one. But she's impulsive, reckless, and has lurched from one crisis to another and seems able to survive them all.
Out on the street, public opinion is mixed on the woman known primarily as Winnie. At a bus stop in the northern white suburbs of Johannesburg, black people wait for minivan taxis to take them home to the townships of Soweto and Alexandra in the tough neighborhoods of the inner city. A plumber named Nation Sizwe says he doesn't believe she's guilty.
I don't want to hear that news. Winnie Mandela is in prison. That is a wrong thing. Yeah.
But other people at the taxi stand have lost their patience with Madikizela Mandela.
I used to like her before. But now I don't like her and all these sort of things that she does.
Sina Umpse, a domestic worker on her way home, says Madikizela Mandela seems to spend more time in court than helping ordinary people.
She's the mother of the nation, you know. But lately, she's changed. I think she's changed.
Madikizela Mandela is scheduled to be sentenced for the multiple counts of fraud and theft tomorrow. She could get as much as 15 years in jail. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.